just 6 minutes after the 12 o'clock hour. Welcome into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Glad you can be with us here today. Just 6 minutes after 12 o'clock, and this is how we start the show out. We got Cody Tucker on the program, founder and publisher of 7220sports.com, talking all things Wyoming Cowboys, as well as the Mountain West standings at this point, which is as confusing as anything I've ever seen in my life, pretty close at least. Cody, my friend, how are you?
I'm doing great, Brady. I got to forewarn you, I got my three-month-old in my arms, and some screaming could start any second.
You know what? I love it, man. You got to get them going early on the sports talk, man. This is perfect. All right, let's bust into it, man. Big night tonight in the Mountain West Conference. I mean, every night there's going to be some kind of intrigue. We know tomorrow night's pretty big, and we're going to get into that in a moment. But Boise State, San Diego State tonight at 7 o'clock. Boy, that's huge for all of us. Wyoming fans, Rams fans, you name it, this is a big one.
Yeah, you got to think if San Diego State loses this one, you know, they're putting themselves in a really tough spot, and they'd be tied with CSU in the standings. And, of course, tomorrow night if CSU falls, they're putting themselves in a really tight spot as well. But like we talked about, Brady, you never know. With five games left, you know, a two-game, three-game lead might not be safe. And Boise State walked into Bayhaus and beat San Diego State earlier this year. San Diego State's playing really well. They rolled Fresno State a couple days ago. It's going to be a really good game up in Boise tonight.
So obviously, I think we're all rooting for San Diego State, right? I mean, to keep this thing jumbled up, a jumbled mess, to keep the Rams, the Aztecs, the Cowboys, and the Broncos all pretty tight. So go San Diego State, right?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The more madness, the better. And, you know, may the best team win out. And that's what's going to be so hard and so intriguing about these next couple of weeks is you're going to have to play some of your best basketball to get out of this thing and get the number one seed in Las Vegas.
Yeah, there's still so much to be determined at this point in time. Now, what's weird to me, Cody, is San Diego State has one less game because of the way, you know, this year we're kind of getting used to it. But how is that all going to play out when you look at the standings at the end of the day?
Yeah, great question. Not to mention, they get to avoid a trip to the Pit, which is not a very fun place to play, as Wyoming fans know all too well. So they lucked out pretty good on that one. But on the flip side, you know, the Cowboys get San Diego State. That's a makeup game, and they get them in Laramie and don't have to make the return trip to Bayhaus. So I don't know what they're going to do, to be honest. And wouldn't it just come down to that? I mean, it really would. The one game they don't reschedule, and it would come down to that.
I get that feeling. The way this conference race has gone, it's going to come down to something controversial that's going to have everybody upset except for San Diego State fans. And again, so much to tell. But this is a tight race, man. I mean, we've seen tight races before, but the play is so high level. Have you ever seen it to the magnitude that we're seeing it this year?
Oh, man. I mean, there's just so many stars. I think about this often, Brady. I mean, who's the poor sap that's going to have to come up with the first team All-Mountain West team?
Oh, my goodness,
I mean,
right?
There's so many guys that deserve it, and it seems like every single Mountain West team has a 1-2, at least a 1-2 punch. And, man, the top half of this league's really good, and the middle half is scary as hell, and even the bottom half. San Jose State even got off the mat and beat New Mexico last week, so it's just, I mean, it's cliche to say, but I mean, really anything could happen at any time. New Mexico looked unbeatable against Wyoming last week. Jalen House went nuts for 30-plus, and then they turn around the next day, and David Roddy goes nuts against New Mexico and makes them look silly. So it's just, you know, you never know. You really never know.
Well, yeah, what's crazy is you just mentioned it with David Roddy against New Mexico. I mean, I do a player of the week every single week, and it was like, David is a shoe-in. This is going to be obvious. He's going to get it again. But then they go up against UNLV, and everybody really struggled for the Rams. So that's what's crazy about this conference still. And I still don't know if we know all of these teams as well as we think we do, because one night they're destroying teams like New Mexico or whatever, and then the next night they look a little rough. So that's why this tournament feels wide open.
Yeah, and you know what? I asked Jeff Linder today about how in the world did UNLV, how would they been able to hold David Roddy to 11-13, and he basically chalked it up to a couple of off nights. I don't know if I'm buying that, but I think maybe he's saving some secrets for how he hopes to shut down David Roddy tomorrow night if possible. But Yeah, you just never know, man. It's so exciting, and there's so many stars in this league, and that's what makes it great. I mean, back in the day, you wouldn't have maybe many stars on the lower level teams in the Mountain West, including, you know, a couple years ago, Wyoming had Hunter Maldonado. Now everybody's got one or two or even three or four, like a CSU and a Boise State. So just it's so balanced. It's so good. And I'm so glad these teams are all playing each other down the stretch here. It's going to make it even better.
Hey, and don't look now. San Jose State's off the snide. So they get their first win. Got to love that. All right. So tiebreaker scenario. I was listening to Kevin Lytle of the Coloradoan today with Tanner this morning on NoCo Now. I still don't know that I have it written in front of me, Cody, and I still don't know that I understand. Okay, obviously, let's just say what if we have a four-way tie here, which is potential. This potentially could happen as far as losses go. Conference record is the first thing we're looking at. Then we're going at head-to-head, obvious. After that's where it gets confusing to me.
Yeah, you might as well keep going because I'm beyond confused.
Yeah, okay, so I have it here. The record versus next best in the league, and then if somehow you went through the whole schedule with even head-to-heads, basically impossible, but I'm guessing it's kind of possible, then net ranking is the final tiebreaker. So I guess the third thing is what we need to be paying attention to, the record versus the next best in the league. So if there's a four-way tie, would that mean their record against UNLV? Is that what I'm to believe? Because if there's a four-way tie at the top, UNLV at this stage is fifth, and that would bode very badly for Colorado State.
So I'm wondering today, Brady, if the season ended right now and the schedule is what it is and the records are what they are, Wyoming and Boise State are obviously tied atop the Mountain West, but Wyoming has beat Colorado State. Boise State has lost to Colorado State. I wonder if that would vault the Cowboys right into first place.
That's what I'm thinking. You know what? Part of me let's just wait till it's over and then refresh and then see who's at the top. I'm listening to so many different fans and Cowboys fans and Rams fans. Like suddenly fans are scientists now, man. Like everybody's like, well, if this happens and if it's a full moon on this night, then of course the Rams will find a way to win.
Well, our math skills have not been that great because we haven't had to worry about these kind of scenarios in about 5 years. So.
I know, you're right. I mean, it's absolutely nuts. It's so much fun. We were looking at the NCAA rankings just on their website yesterday, and all of the teams we just mentioned, those four teams, are all like within a couple of spots of each other. Boise State, Wyoming, San Diego State, Colorado State, all within that like 30 to 35 range, which is just fascinating to me.
Yeah, well, and here come the Rebels up the backstretch, too, and the Cowboys have to travel to Thomas and Mack here in a couple or next week, and they don't look like they're very fun to play against either. So, man, it's tough, and I'm with you. I think we should wait because if we're having this conversation, say, Thursday after the border war, who knows?
Yeah,
who knows what we're looking at? CSU with five losses? I mean, you'd think they'd be toast, but who knows?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. For Colorado State, it felt like March Madness was just a foregone conclusion. But with three games left in the regular season for CSU, they're not a shoe-in at this stage. They can't fall on their face. Tomorrow is absolutely huge. You got to think if they find a way to beat Wyoming, then that's probably enough, regardless of what happens in the Mountain West tournament. But you never know. Talk to us about this one tomorrow. This is going to be an absolutely crazy environment. I'm going to be there as a fan. I think I mentioned to you last week. I'm so pumped up for this game. Last time out, again, I think we got all we bargained for. I mean, go to overtime. We got superstars fouling out through both controversial calls. I mean, that game had everything.
It was huge. Lender talked about it today. Just an absolute slugfest between two really good, really evenly matched teams. It wasn't the prettiest defensive effort on either side. It was a lot of fun. A lot of fun to watch. It was just a great college basketball game. And I think for the Cowboys, they know what they're getting out of Hunter Maldonado and Graham EK. I'm writing the story right now. In their last two games, the 141 points scored by the Cowboys, just 50 of those have come from role players. In the win over Air Force on Saturday, Maldonado and EK accounted for 56 of 75 points. They need the role players to step up. They need Drake Jeffries is too good of a shooter. Xavier Dussel is too good of a shooter. Brendan Wenzel, Jeremiah Oden, the list goes on. They need to be better, and they need to be complementary of the big guys. So, once again, with CSU and Wyoming, it's kind of pick your poison. Do you want Isaiah Stevens to go nuts, or do you want Roddy to go nuts? And then, of course, John Tonje, who I think is an absolute X factor, you want him to go nuts. So somebody, I think we know who's going to be the guys tomorrow night, but I think we're going to have somebody step up. A Tanjay, a Xavier Dussel, one of those guys is going to hit a really big shot, and either the Cowboys stay atop the standings and sink the Rams, or the Rams are right back in it, and here we go down the stretch.
We got Cody Tucker on the program, a founder and publisher of 7220sports.com. So from what you've seen and reading between the lines with Coach Linder, what do you think is the key to slowing down David Roddy? Because I do wonder sometimes. I mean, against UNLV, he has struggled mightily. So obviously there's something on that tape that could maybe tell you something. But outside of those two games, I mean, he has been next to unstoppable.
Yeah, I tell you what, I texted with Ken DeWeese, the assistant coach at Wyoming, after the game, after the UNLV-CSU game, and I said, man, UNLV's lineup looks a lot like five Jeremiah Odins out there, meaning 6'8", really long, lengthy dudes. And UNLV doesn't have to double Roddy because of that.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe, you know, the Cowboys need to start using their length a little bit. They like to put Maldonado on Roddy, which, of course, is a, you know, big weight difference. But it'd be an even bigger weight difference with Odin. But Odin has the length where maybe Roddy, it just makes his shot selections a little tougher, makes him have to go up a little higher. So I don't know if that's going to be the case, but it's something we kind of joked about. And he said, you know, DeWeese, to his credit, you know, talking to a dummy like me, said, you know what, you're not half wrong. So,
hey,
so maybe that's the key.
You get a bonus or something if that matchup if that's the matchup they go with and it works, man. I mean, I'll be looking over at you tomorrow night.
There you go. Don't count on it. Don't make any bets.
Yeah. Oh, this would be fun, man. Okay, from your perspective, what do you think? Do the Wyoming Cowboys get the sweep of this one? Do the Rams get a game that they really, really need at this stage? I mean, both teams need this one. It's not must win, but certainly a need to win. How do you think this one unfolds tomorrow night?
It's huge, and I know this doesn't mean much, but Wyoming's 54-58 all-time at Moby. They've played really well there. They're not worried about going there. The Cowboys played a really tough road schedule at Washington, at Grand Canyon. They've already been in Logan. You know, they've been in the pit, all that stuff. So I don't think they're worried about it. A lot of Wyoming fans will be there as well. They're really taking it as the next game approach and kind of, you know, killing the border war effect and killing the rivalry effect right now. You know, Brady, I wish I had a really good answer for you. I just think it's going to be a damn good college basketball game, and I just think it's going to come down to the wire. I think this is going to be a classic, and it might end up being the best border war we've ever seen in our lifetimes.
You know what? It's hard to disagree with you. Wouldn't be shocked if we see another overtime in our future. I mean, it could be crazy. Cody, my friend, love catching up with you. All things Mountain West. I don't know if we solved anything there, but that's the beauty of the game. We got games to watch, and we'll just go from there. It starts tonight. I mean, the kind of final stretch, and like we said, that San Diego State-Boise State game is, to me, must-see television tonight.
Yep, let them solve it on the court, and we'll just talk about it later.
Hey, it sounds like a plan to me. All right, my friend. Well, maybe I'll see you. I'll be there, so maybe we'll see you around tomorrow night.
Yep, sounds great, Brady. Thank you so much.
All right, man. Cody Tucker of 7220sports.com does a great job. Love talking to him. He's a Wyoming Cowboy. He's covered all things Wyoming Cowboys, and boy, what a time it is to cover Wyoming, to cover this Mountain West Conference. Game of the night, for sure, is this big one between San Diego State and Boise State. 19 minutes after the hour, we got our On the Rocks Liquor Game Beer of the Week. This one from Tommy Knocker Brewing in Idaho Springs, Chocolate Milk Stout. Sounds pretty good for a day like this, right? With nice and cold. Pick up selections from Tommy Knocker or any of your favorite adult beverages. You can use the drive-thru. They're open until midnight every single night. That's On the Rocks Liquor. Make your next celebration On the Rocks. 20 minutes after the hour. Colorado State football. I didn't get into this much last week. The schedule came out in the middle of the week last week. Do you expect 6 wins? Do you expect a bowl season out of Jay Norvell and company with all the hype? Or is that too soon? Do you just want to, you know, this is just kind of a let's see what you have kind of year? Talk about it next.
Unwind with a good afternoon guy, Brian Gary. Weekdays at 3 p.m. on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.